Throughout his long and storied life, Dan Rooney was sustained by faith, family, and football as a contributor to the betterment of the world around him. The oldest son of Pittsburgh Steelers founder Art Rooney would from an early age embrace the game of football. As a teenager, Dan became actively involved in the family business. Within a few years, he was a front office fixture and the proponent behind construction of Three Rivers Stadium, one of the nation's first dual-purpose facilities. He then hired Chuck Knoll as head coach, a pair of accomplishments that transformed the Steelers into the NFL's greatest dynasty.
Now Bradshaw pumping, firing downfield. There goes Stallworth. He pulls it in, and it's a touchdown for Pittsburgh on the ball to Stallworth. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the champions of the National Football League for the fourth time.
Rooney also made important contributions to the league. In 1982, he ended a contentious player strike by forging a new collective bargaining agreement. Rooney was one of the main architects of the salary cap and was largely responsible for the current realignment and scheduling plan. Three seasons later, under this new format, Coach Bill Cowher led Rooney's underdog Steelers to a world championship in 2005.
And they pitch it to the left, and now here's the handoff on the reverse to Antoine Randle. He's going to throw it down the field. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Hines won!
I've been waiting a long time to do this. Mr. Rooney, this is yours, man.
Just 3 years later, Dan Rooney would hoist a Super Bowl record sixth Lombardi Trophy with a new head coach by his side. Mike Tomlin's arrival embodied the spirit of Dan's groundbreaking achievement that requires NFL teams to interview minority candidates for head coaching positions, fittingly named the Rooney Rule. Then, in 2009, the Steelers' patriarch was summoned by the president to take on a global challenge as America's ambassador to Ireland, becoming the first U.S. representative to the Emerald Isle to visit all 32 of its counties. But Rooney's heart always remained close to home, and in his final years, he channeled his energies to the good works of numerous local organizations. He was equally dedicated to his faith, supporting Catholic charities while attending Mass nearly every day. Rooney was a devoted husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, a loyalty that extended to all of those who were part of the Steelers family.
I am most honored and proud to represent the Rooney family, the Steelers organization, the city of Pittsburgh, and the fans representing our boss and our friend to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney, a man who left an indelible impact on his city, his league, and his world.